It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. you can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top three stories here for you. Four Americans are missing after they were kidnapped in the Mexican border city, according to the FBI. They now have a $50,000 reward out for their safe return. And then protesters have damaged property at the new police planned police training center in Atlanta. 35 people have been arrested now. There was vehicles burned, Molotov cocktails thrown, all kinds of craziness. And finally, Chris Rock, his Netflix special came out over the weekend and it's going viral, him talking about the slap. And we've got the audio for that coming up here about the half hour mark right after our sports hit. So Florida is exiting a nationwide voter data group. It's called Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC for short. In a statement from Secretary of State Cord Byrd about ERIC and about the state of Florida joining or being part of ERIC, he stated, "I have an obligation to protect the personal information of Florida citizens, which ERIC agreement requires us to share. Florida has tried to back reforms to increase protections, but these protections were refused. Therefore, we have lost confidence in ERIC." Now, West Virginia and Missouri also have backed out of ERIC in addition to Florida. And there were some states that never even joined up. So there was 32 states and Washington, D.C. that shared voter data, voter roll data with ERIC. So, you know, you had 18 states that weren't even part of it anyway already. And so now Florida and West Virginia and Missouri have gone ahead and backed out there as well. Now, previously, Rick Scott, when he was governor, he rejected joining ERIC and said he did not believe it was right to share personal information of every Florida voter with a liberal think tank. Said that back in 2019. Governor DeSantis joined the group back in August of 2019, or had the state join the group in 2019. But here, just a few years later, they've decided to back out, feeling that voter integrity was a concern. And so Governor DeSantis at the time stated, "One of my administration's top priorities is protecting the integrity of Florida's elections, which is why joining ERIC is the right thing to do for our state. It will ensure voter rolls are up to date and will increase voter participation in our elections." And since then, they feel like voter data is being compromised, and that's why they've decided to back out of it. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're talking about Senator Fetterman. The top story on FoxNews.com is that his office gave an update that he's trying to do meetings from Walter Reed, but no timetable for his return, full return. Text here, "I hope Fetterman gets better. It gets better. I'm not sad the Democrats have one less vote, Pennsylvania does deserve one healthy senator. That is what they voted for. I agree. And there's, believe me, there's some buzz going on right now. People are saying if he was dealing with clinical depression, the voters would have probably liked to have known that before they actually got, you know, went to vote. That if he was dealing with some, you know, there's already concerns about his having a stroke and how it affected him. And, but then it turns out he has had some other issues too that might have compromised him from being able to be a good senator. What if maybe some of the depression, I was thinking about this just actually today. What if some of the depression and some of the mental things he's going through is because Washington, D.C. is just too much. It's just too much. It's just too much of a rat race and too many things going on. And he feels overwhelmed, especially after having had a stroke that maybe, you know, it's just mentally overwhelming to deal with everything when you're still trying to recover from the stroke. And maybe that feeling like he's inadequate and not able to live up to it and meet up to it and everything like that is what made everything more complicated and made him spiral. I mean, after all, remember a couple of days before he got admitted to Walter Reed, he got lightheaded and checked himself into the hospital for lightheadedness. And so maybe it's just overwhelming for him to be a senator. So I thought about that today. Like maybe this job is just like, he thought he was going to do it and thought he was trying to represent the people and everything. But when it came down to it, he just realizes it's too much of a job for him right now. And so he might end up having to step down. And so I was looking at Pennsylvania, like, what do they do if he does step down? And I believe it's they don't have a special election up there. I believe it'll be appointed by the governor. But that's something that I would think could be on the table at this point, is Senator Fetterman might just step down and they'll just have to come up with somebody else. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We are still seeing some slow-moving traffic. That's going to be on Mobile Highway. This is going to be in both directions in between 9 Mile and Beulah. Our slowdowns on 29 have cleared up, as well as nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. Still a patch of slow traffic. That's going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, but 98 is checking in cleared throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Let me hit this real quick. So Florida's science and tech jobs. So there's, this is where everybody keeps saying this is the future of jobs is in science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM fields. Even though we're starting to see more and more, it looks like AI might take those jobs too. But, this is what we're looking at. So where does Florida fall on the list here as it pertains to STEM employment in STEM fields? So we come out at about, where'd it go here? We come in 17th overall. So 5.1% of the employment is in STEM fields in our state. We have 25.3 patents per 100,000 people in the state. And there's 590 million? In venture capital that's invested yearly. So that comes in 17th overall when you look at this. The top state is Massachusetts, followed by the state of Washington, Maryland, Colorado, and Virginia. The lowest states on the list, Mississippi, Louisiana, North Dakota, West Virginia, and Arkansas. Alabama ends up being at 34th overall, by the way. So down towards the bottom of the list for most jobs in STEM fields. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, top trending news with John Pickens over in the newsroom. So stick around for that on News Radio 92.3.
With the quick fuse, I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder,
thunder,
thunder,
thunder,
feel the thunder, lightning.
It's cold right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. Deputies in Okaloosa County are looking for a missing teenager. Deputies say the girl is Angel Hannon Woods from Niceville. She reportedly didn't return home from school last week. Deputies say the girl's believed to be with a 19-year-old by the name of Dante Dupree. If you have any information, contact the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. Lynyrd Skynyrd is mourning the loss of a man they call their brother, friend, and family member. The Jacksonville-based rock band announced last night that songwriter and guitarist Gary Rosington passed away yesterday. They write on Facebook that Gary is now with his Skynyrd brothers and family in heaven and playing it pretty, like he always does. The 71-year-old was the last surviving original member of the band that formed in the 1960s. He was also on the plane that crashed in 1977 and killed three band members. And lastly, Bobby, a man is charged with trying to stab a flight attendant on a flight from Los Angeles to Boston with a broken spoon. That's right. Federal prosecutors say it happened on a United Airlines flight Sunday night. After the suspect attempted to open an emergency door, the 33-year-old Massachusetts man was tackled by other passengers. No one on the flight was hurt, and the suspect was taken into custody when the plane landed in Boston.
Boston. Yeah, and you covered that other story about the plane where people were having to hit the thing to get the oxygen mask to come down. Sounds like people were just panicking in that situation.
They did, and there's actually video out there now from the incident, and you can hear people screaming, smoke is filling the cabin, everything.
Yeah, I was watching the video, and it looks pretty smoky, like, throughout the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So maybe Southwest will have to do a check on all their oxygen masks now, because those 737-700 series, at least, are getting older, much older.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We're still seeing some slow traffic on Mobile Highway. This is going to be in both directions in between 9 Mile and Beulah Road. Our slowdowns on 29 have cleared up, as well as North Palafox Street, so running nicely there. I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as Highway 90. See something else on the road slowing you down? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru, the all-new 2023 Outback is now in stock. Your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here next, we got an update for you on the Florida legislative session. The legislative session begins tomorrow, but a whole bunch of bills have been introduced on the session's eve. We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So the legislative session for Florida begins tomorrow. We'll be doing a daily legislative update at 5:10, and once again at this time, a very short one at this time. But here's just some of the bills to let you know about that were introduced on the eve of the legislative session. One of them is going to legalize kratom for those over the age of 21. Kratom is it's similar to, I mean, I hear people say it's like a knockoff marijuana. It's a plant, but it's an herbal extract that comes from the leaves of evergreen tree grown in Southeast Asia. And it's a herbal substance. It can produce opioid and stimulant like effects. And so it's been sold over the counter many times, and it's been banned, and And now they're trying to legalize it for those over the age of 21, but also have regulations to make sure you can't add other things into it. There's also a bill that's going to remove a caveat that prevents those who've been wrongly convicted from being able to get money from the state for every year that they were wrongly convicted. And there's some bills dealing with telehealth expansion. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's get to your top three stories here real quick. Four Americans are missing after they were kidnapped in the Mexican border city, according to the FBI. And there's now a $50,000 reward from the FBI for their safe return. Protesters damaged a site in Atlanta that is planned to be the future police center, Cop City. There's 150 peaceful protests, and then about a third of those, about a fifth of those, ended up becoming violent, throwing Molotov cocktails, throwing bricks and other construction debris, and even setting some vehicles on fire. And so that happened yesterday. The police saying that the 35 individuals, most of them don't even live in the state of Georgia. Then Chris Rock, his Netflix special came out over the weekend, and sure enough, he addressed the slap, as well as some other jokes, obviously. And we have some of those audio clips for you coming up here after our sports hit. Speaking of our sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. There is the NBA underway right now. Boston Celtics are beating the Cleveland Cavaliers by 8 points. Indianapolis Pacers over the 76ers by 2. And the Portland Trail Blazers over the Detroit Pistons, 34-22. Coming up any minute now, we should get the tip-off between the Atlanta Hawks and the Miami Heat on NBA TV. And when that game's over, New Orleans Pelicans will be playing the Sacramento Kings. Major League Baseball preseason today. None of the Florida teams or Atlanta Braves were playing in today. Then you also have on ESPN coming up at 8 o'clock will be the West Coast Conference Championship semifinals. You've got BYU playing St. Mary's College, followed by San Francisco playing Gonzaga. So BYU against St. Mary's is going to be on ESPN. And at 10:30 on ESPN2 will be the San Francisco against number 9 Gonzaga. So then let's see here. We've also got, of course, the SoCon Championship finale is going on right now. We have the Sun Belt Conference Championship going on right now, which is right here in Pensacola. I was trying to get the update on that one. I don't see that game. Here it is, Sun Belt. All right, so let me see what's going on, because USA is playing in this, so that's pretty exciting. The USA is playing Louisiana Raging Cajuns. And okay, it's 37-33 right now. So a minute left in the first half, and USA is beating Louisiana by 4 points. So, pretty exciting to have the Sun Belt Conference Championship games here anyway. But the fact that we got a fairly local team at University of South Alabama right down the road, that makes it even more exciting right there. So, then let's see here. What else we got in the sports? NHL hockey is underway right now, too. And you got Edmonton against Buffalo. The puck just dropped in that, so it's still scoreless, as is San Jose against Winnipeg. Then in sports news, we've got the Grizzlies star, Ja Morant, is going to be away for a little indefinitely as he's been investigated for having a firearm at a nightclub in Colorado. The NFL has reinstated Calvin Ridley from his gambling suspension. The Baltimore Ravens say that they're in talks with Lamar Jackson, could go to the deadline. Cowboys have used the franchise tag on running back Tony Pollard. He had 12 touchdowns last season for the team. And the New Orleans Saints have signed Derek Carr, former Raider quarterback, to a 4-year deal. He's poised to make about $150 million. And so with that, it looks like they're going to release Jameis Winston. They might try to sign Andy Dalton as the backup to Derek Carr. But I was looking at some other stuff, and it looks like they might just let him go ahead and be a free agent and just try to find somebody else to be the backup. Taysom Hill, the technically third string quarterback on the roster, who obviously plays obviously the gadget roles and all this other stuff, they restructured his contract over the weekend, which many assume the reason why they restructured it is to make room to be able to sign Derek Carr. But in restructuring it, it made it to where he basically was untradeable, because their salary cap hit was going to go from $6 million to like $22 or $23 million. So it looks like Taysom Hill will definitely be part of the New Orleans Saints organization next season. So maybe part of that restructuring was to have him as the backup. Don't really know just yet what's going on with the New Orleans Saints quarterback room. There you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. We're still having some slow traffic on Mobile Highway. This is going to be right near Beulah Road in both directions, but I-10 and I-110 is looking good throughout our area, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The Sun Belt Conference Championship game with USA against Louisiana just went into halftime right now. USA is leading 37-33. By the way, that game is on ESPN2. Now, Chris Rock, over the weekend, he had his Netflix special come out, and as we assumed, he sure enough addressed the slap. So here's some audio clips pertaining to that. Let's start off with the very first one here.
I know what happened to me, getting smacked by Shug Smith. Everybody knows I got smacked at the Oscars by this mother. And people like, did it hurt? It still hurts. I got summertime ringing in my ears. But I'm not a victim, baby. You will never see me on Oprah or Gail crying. You will never see it. Never gonna happen.
I couldn't believe it, and I love Men in Black.
No. It's never gonna happen. No. I took that hit like Pacquiao.
Oh, yeah. I took that hit like Manny Pacquiao. So, yeah, he was joking about that. He did have people saying, he also gets a lot of people asking, like, why didn't you retaliate? And so he responded to that, and the difference between he and Will Smith.
I know you can't tell on camera. Will Smith is significantly bigger than me. We are not the same size, okay? We are not. This guy, Will Smith does movies with his shirt off. You've never seen me do a movie with my shirt off. If I'm in a movie getting open heart surgery, I got on a sweater. Will Smith played Muhammad Ali in a movie. You think I auditioned for that part? He played Muhammad Ali. I played Pookie in New Jack City. I played a piece of corn in Pootie Tang.
There you go. So Chris Rock on the difference in him, he's much bigger than me. But then he wrapped it up with this about why he did not retaliate. It wasn't just about the size difference.
A lot of people go, Chris, how come you didn't do nothing back that night? Because I got parents. That's why. Because I was raised. I got parents. And you know what my parents taught me? Don't fight in front of white people.
Okay, there you go. And he drops the mic. All right, so that was a little bit of what he brought up. Now, he didn't let Jada off the hook. He talked about her, says that, he says, look, everybody's been calling, everybody was calling him the B word, but who does he hit? He hits me, but then he let her off. He goes, she was mad because I didn't quit the Oscars when he was not nominated for concussion. So I do some jokes about it. And He goes, but nobody's like picking on her or anything like this. Then he also says that he talked about her, that she was messing around with one of his son's friends. And then he even said she hurt him, meaning Jada hurt Will Smith way more than he hurt me. And so, and then he also said this part too, I thought it was kind of funny. Says, I love Will Smith my whole life. I've always rooted for Will Smith my whole life. I always rooted for him. But now I watch Emancipation just to see him get whooped. Like, oh, dang. So there you go. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That Netflix special is out now.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
So the former health minister in the UK was talking about kind of their approach with COVID and said there was at one point we were very unclear whether domestic pets could transmit COVID. And there was at one moment they were seriously considering asking the public to exterminate all of the cats in Britain. Say what? They were going to exterminate. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Like, people were mad over being forced to wear masks, social distanced, and closing their business and keeping their kids from school. Can you imagine, like, okay, so we thank you for social distancing. We really appreciate you wearing your mask. We appreciate you staying from home and not working. And we also appreciate you keeping your kids at home. Just one more thing, and we think we're going to knock this thing out. Could you just drown your cat?
Whiskers, like, has got to go.
Are you kidding me? We just need you to kill your cat. On our website, we have, killingcats.gov. We have methods of humane ways to dispose of your little pet. Like, what? They seriously considered asking the public to exterminate all the cats in Britain? Have they lost their minds? That would start a war. That would be the cat war. That would be the feline wars of 2020 is what that would have been known as in the history books. Do you remember the feline wars of 2020? Yeah, that was vicious. Well, what happened with that anyway? Oh, there's this virus that killed 3% of the population over the age of 70. And they felt like they needed to do something about it. And they demanded people to kill all their pet cats. And the people rose up and overthrew the government. Like, that would be it. Like, people on the right and the left and the middle and the people who don't even follow politics would have been taking the streets with pitchforks. It would have been bad. Telling people to kill your cat. Are you kidding me with this? The fact that they even came across, that they had discussions about it. How are we going to get the public to kill their cats? I don't know. Let's tell them they're zombies. I mean, like, what are you going to do to convince people to kill their cat? It's not going to happen.
I feel like
I'm not even a cat person. I'm a dog person. But I ain't killing no cat. It's just like, not going to happen. It's just so, it's like so otherworldly bizarre. And he's just talking about it casually. Like, can you imagine? Now, then it was like, can you imagine what would have happened if we had tell people? Like, no, I can't. I mean, I just explained part of it. It'd been known as the feline wars of 2020. Like, government leaders against the population. Like, are you kidding me with this? Oh man, that's just, it's too much. What are you gonna say?
I feel like that just shows 3 years ago the thought process and so many things were so messed up, even to think that was crazy. Discussion
that they even thought that they could discuss, that just shows how, like, out of their mind they were,
and no one knew what to do.
And you're listening to that person about shutting your business down and not being able to go see grandma at the nursing home. Like, this is the same people you were listening to for that. Like, just like, that's how out of their minds they were. It's just bizarre. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we've got, some of the worst professions for marriage. We'll talk about that coming up next. And plus, we'll get an update from John Pickens over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, don't you dare look. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman
Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Hey, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get a check in with the newsroom.
Our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. Still some slight delays on Mobile Highway. This is going to be right near Beulah Road. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what's up in the news?
Well, a communications company owned by the Atmore's Porch Creek Indian Tribe has been awarded a contract worth hundreds of millions of dollars to manage NASA's communications services. PCI Productions, LLC, will manage communications for all NASA centers, including their headquarters. Contract is reportedly worth around $218 million and will last 16 months. A NASA spokesman says this is a major step for the space agency to connect the world with their missions. An Escambia County home was severely damaged in a fire this weekend. The home is in the 2500 block of Talbert Street. It was reported early on Sunday morning. Fire officials say they could see flames through the roof of the single-story home. Fire was under control within an hour of fire crews arriving at the scene. Nobody was hurt, and officials say no pets or people were at home when it caught fire. And finally, Bobby, the Rachel Ray talk show is ending after 17 seasons in daytime syndication. Ray said she decided it was time to move on to the next exciting chapter in her broadcasting career and that her passions have evolved from talk show format. The chef will now transition her time to the launch of a new production company, Free Food Studios.
All right, very interesting. Yeah, I know she's a, I can't believe it's been 17 years until you said that earlier. That's
right.
A long time she's been doing that, so. Very nice. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So somebody posted on Reddit, what are some professions that are marriage deal breakers? In other words, like, we get married, but you have this job. And here's what some of the people said. If your job is a multi-level marketing business, an MLM, yeah, I could see that. Celebrities, really? See, I know a lot of people who would want to marry celebrities. But then again, you look at how many celebrities end up divorced or cheat on each other and stuff. It's like, okay, yeah, I could see that one making the list. Stand-up comedians. Oh, yeah, I definitely see it. They're terrible, terrible late night hours. Social media influencers, restaurant owners, divorce lawyers. Oh, yeah, I can see that one too. And then I saw this one. A professional tennis player, because love means nothing to them. That's a dad joke. That's a good one. I really like it, actually. It's good stuff. I saw this poll. Apparently, half of single people worldwide have now tried online dating. Now, I bet it's a lot more in America, but we're talking worldwide. Half of the singles, they've tried dating apps and dating websites. That's pretty amazing. That really, when you think about it, that's how prominent online dating has become now. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Oh, by the way, Trump says even if he's indicted, he's going to keep on running for 2024. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Dependable traffic on the fives. Weekday.